Welcome back to Hoops Talk with Saul J. Morgenstern. Welcome to my radio podcast. I'm glad you found it. Where to begin? Well, I just had my recent fantasy basketball draft, and I want to tell you a little bit about my history with fantasy basketball. As some of you know, I'm 83 years old. I just love the game, and I want to tell you about my first fantasy basketball season in 1955. I was 18 years old. I just finished my high school and graduated and was about to embark on a career. Didn't know what I was going to do. I was thinking about the service. Times were good. It was the mid-50s. And I had some friends who I had played basketball with in high school. And it was the upcoming season. It was October 1955. And we said, hey, we love basketball. And we're not going to be in the NBA. We're not so good. We're not good enough to play in the NBA. But we're good enough to pretend we're in the NBA, you know. We're good enough to pretend we can have players on our team and pretend we own a team and keep tabs on those players, and then we can have our own games like the NBA. Now, mind you, this was, you know, 1955. All we had was newspaper, you know. There was, yeah, if you were in New York, you could go to Madison Square Garden, you could see the Knicks, you know, and they were one of eight NBA teams at the time. But keeping track of statistics, I mean, it was a new thing, statistics. We didn't even know, you know, what a rebound was, practically. And the three-point line, there was no three-point line. We were still 30 years away from the three-point line. Hey, simmer down. We were still 30 years away from the three-point line. But my friends and I said, let's do it. We got the names of all the players who'd been in the league the previous season. And we typed them up. And then we all got together and we had a fantasy basketball draft. We decided we would each have 10 players. And, you know, points. We remember we counted points because that was in the box score. We could see in the newspaper the next day, the box score, we got points. We got rebounds. And assists. I think they just started keeping track of assists. So we had points and rebounds and assists, and that was it. People didn't keep track of blocks, you know, steals. Forget about all of these newfangled advanced statistics and plus minuses and all this, you know. All we had was points and rebounds and assists and the box scores in the newspaper. And so me and my friend Joe and Paul and Steven, who else was it? There were six of us. Joe, Paul, Steven, Saul, that's me, Richard, and Dickie. Yeah, Richard and Dickie. The six of us, we said, let's each get 10 players. I remember I got the first pick, and it was very clear who was the best NBA player among those in 1955. There was no doubt about it. I knew as soon as we'd rolled the dice to determine who got the first pick, I knew who I was going to take, and I was going to take Neil Johnston. There was no doubt about it. Neil Johnston had led the NBA in points in 1954. He was very clearly the best scorer in the league. And so I took him. I took him. I took Neil Johnston. 22 points, you know, 15 rebounds. Again, his nickname was Ol' Hoss. He was 6'8". He was a center, you know. What else? I mean, Neil Johnston. I mean, he was young that time, too, so he's exciting. He was on Philadelphia Warriors, yeah. He was on the Philadelphia Warriors. And so he was my first pick because he'd led the league, you know, with 24 points in 1954. So I took him that next year. 22 points, 15 rebounds. He helped me win my first fantasy league. Neil Johnston. Philadelphia Warriors, mid-1950s, you know. And here I am now at 83, and I look back at that time, that first fantasy basketball season. It took a long time just to add up all those stats. I mean, I was doing it at night after my shift at work was over at the factory, and I, you know, my friends, I would talk to them the next day about the box scores, and I said, "Oh, look, Woodnell Johnston had, you know, 26 and 18 rebounds, and that's exciting, you know." I don't remember a lot of the time in between, you know. It's been so many years I've been following this sport. Almost 65 years now. And I love the NBA, you know. The NBA is an amazing game. It's changed a lot in 60 years, you know. The three-point line, all the shooting now. The big men used to be so important. I mean, I remember when they widened the lane from 6 feet to 12 feet just to try to keep the big man from dominating. I mean, George Mike and Bob Pettit, these guys would, and Wilt, forget about Wilt, you know, they would just dominate underneath. So they had to make adjustments, and that makes sense. I mean, the league had to change. You know, people got more athletic. With the NBA finally integrated. My God, can you believe a sport like the NBA with no black players? Insane, I tell you. No wonder there was no jump shot or dunking or block shot, anything. I mean, it was nothing. It was just like, let's run and let's shoot without jumping. That was the NBA. I mean, that was the high school basketball I knew in the late 40s, you know, early 50s. But, you know, here comes Bill Russell and Bill Russell and Bob Cousy and those Celtics teams. Man, as a Knicks fan, I mean, that wasn't exactly fun for me watching the Celtics just run away with every title. But the game, it blossomed, you know, because we could jump. Now we could jump. We could block shots. Defense was exciting. Rebounding and fast break basketball. I mean, much more interesting. Much more interesting. And how the game's evolved through the years and fantasy basketball's evolved through the years. And here I am, 83. I'm still doing it. I'm still doing my fantasy draft. Most of my friends have died. But my son, he's got me in his league, so I'm still involved, you know. My son is 60, you know, so he's getting up there too. But yeah, there's 12 of us. We had our draft, you know. It's all online. It's all very... I needed my daughter to come by just to check that the internet was working well and I could get it all set up so I didn't have any snafus in the middle of the draft, you know. But it's always an exciting time. I mean, I've done it for 65 years, but I still get that little tingle, you know, inside, deep inside. Ooh, here it comes. Here it comes. Hey, we're going to do it. You know, we used to roll dice, and we used to all be together in a room, roll dice to see who picks first and second. Then we do the snake draft, so 6 players pick, and then you got the 6th pick of the first, you got the first pick in the second, that kind of thing. But now we do it differently, you know, with the timing and the internet. It's all very, it's exciting, but I need a bathroom break every few rounds. So my daughter had to come in, and take over for my team a couple picks in the middle because I needed a bathroom break, get a little something to nosh on, and then I came back. I think it was the 9th round. I'd missed the 7th and 8th rounds, but... Yeah, here we go, you know, another season of the NBA. I just love the fantasy hoops. I love the NBA. I can't get enough of it. It's a new season coming up. It's exciting. And yeah, so I'm just reminiscing about my old pals and all the old times we used to draft our fantasy teams. Yeah. Still gonna go see the Knicks play a couple times this year. I try to make it two games a year, you know. It's a Knicks fan. I can't not go to see the Knicks. Usually see them play the Celtics because that's a big rival, you know. But this Knicks team, boy, I don't know, boy. It's like they're trying to kill me. I mean, it's 10 years of this going in circles. It's like they're trying to kill me. I don't know. But I'm not going to die yet. I don't think, knock on the wood, you know. Knock on wood. I'm trying to make it to 90 like my pops. And anyway, basketball's a fun game. I just wanted to share some stories about my old back in the day, the Fantasy Hoops, season number 65. Here we are, season number 65 of Fantasy Hoops. And I'll tell you, I've won, I mean, not to brag, but I've won about 20 titles. I only do one league every year. I'm very purist like that. You can't do multiple. These people who do the five or six leagues and they put all their money on it and it becomes a whole... Hey, hey, simmer down. Put all their money into it. It's like a big gambling charade, you know. I have friends who went to the dog track. They lost thousands of dollars. I had one friend, he lost his house in the 70s. He was just, they say degenerate, you know. It's a harsh term, but if you gamble your life away, your house, your family, you know, lose your family because of it, then I don't know if you're degenerating, but you're certainly not generating whatever you're doing. Anyway, yeah. So I never gambled. I mean, I had friends who did, and I never did. I never went to the dog track. I never went to the casinos, you know. It got real popular once they started building them on the reservations at the casinos, you know. But, no Atlantic City for me. No Mohegan Sun or whatever it is. I just, you know, we'd put 50 bucks in some of these years. We'd put 50 bucks in, you know, the 10, 12 play teams. And then I did. I won about 20 titles, 19 titles. In my 65 years of fantasy basketball, so I guess that's pretty successful. But I do it because I love the numbers. I love the game, and I love the numbers. And now you have so many categories. It's just so different than it used to be. Hey, hey, hey! Simmer down. I'm recording my radio podcast. Ha! Got a couple of dogs. They don't listen. They don't respect the radio podcast. Anyway, what a nice October afternoon here. I'm just just reminiscing about the fantasy hoops. So I hope you enjoyed this show. I'm gonna sign off now. I need to take my nap. Okay, all right. This has been Hoops Talk with Saul J. Morgenstern, and until next time, hooping it up. Keep hooping it.